Well, Joe, we haven't talked to you since you were named an alternate. How do you feel about that program?
That feels good. Obviously, it means I'm doing something right, doing things the right way. And I mean, I feel like Kirko said the other day, I got a lot to work on, a lot to improve at, but I think it means I'm on the right track.
There's so much attrition before that game is played. You go in the mindset thinking you're going to play, you're going to be able to play?
Oh, I got to stay healthy for the rest of the season, too. But I mean, I'll be ready to go. I know Shazier's down, so. After these two games, which are obviously the focus of the season, if I'm healthy, I look to play. Yeah.
Do you look around the league? Do you watch other games? Do you say, "Yeah, I'm at that level with the guys in the Pro Bowl"?
No, I don't. It's funny. I just like coming into the NFL. Like, I mean, going into college is always like, as a kid, you obviously build like high school players are so good, you get there, and then college players are so good, you get there, and you go, "I belong." NFL players, so. It's like, that's like the next step, like, get to the NFL. Last year, I was like running around playing football on our team, feeling like, yeah, I belong in the NFL. And so, but you just don't think you're with the elite of the elite. And then, so hopefully going to the Pro Bowl will be a similar experience to go in and just like recognize that, yeah, you belong, I belong here, and something to take going forward.
Well, this was a challenge, new position, starting role that you have met, obviously. What is your next challenge career-wise?
I mean,
next year or whatever.
Obviously, like, team challenge, just we need to get winning. We need to win games. We need to get to the playoff picture, win the AFC North. So, I mean, obviously, I didn't write really any individual goals at the beginning of the year. I just knew that if I did my job in the scheme of the defense, that I would be doing stuff good for the defense, good for the team, try to help us get wins. And I think that's going to be the main concern, main goals going into next year.
What is the next level of your game?
I think just overall in terms of play recognition, formation recognition, just keep on improving that. All different teams use different type of protection schemes, run blocking schemes, and code words, but they're not totally different. So being able to, like, in the moment, process that and be able to react to it, whether it's setting stuff or just individually trying to make plays through it.
Have you reflected at all kind of how far you've come? I mean, last year you played a different position. Now you're inside. Not only you're inside, but, I mean, DeMario had to be traded, and then maybe even Tank had to get hurt for you to get the full-time role that you got, and all of a sudden you're a Pro Bowl alternate.
Yeah, I haven't really – I mean, we don't really have time to sit back and think about it, especially in the season, because it's go, go, go. I'm sure after the season's over, it'll be some reflection period and kind of things that have to happen this last year, but it's the NFL. It's an ever-changing game. Every week you have an interview for every team in the league coming back, like I said last week. So I just got to focus on me and doing my stuff. And hopefully in the offseason, a little reflection, and then hopefully 10, 20 years down the road, reflecting on the career that way.
What did you improve at
most? I think the biggest improvement was just overall formation recognition, play recognition with G-Dub and Blake, our linebacker coach, just understanding what offenses are trying to do and then trying to get our defense in the right calls, the right sets, the right stunts or blitzes, set all that stuff the right way to counteract that, and then just being able to run sideline to sideline if stuff gets out and tackle it.
Nobody knows who's going to be coaching this team. I know what was said publicly, but we have no control over any changes that we'll make. And everyone says the players are victims of the constant changing systems here. But aren't you proof that we benefited from the changing system?
Yeah.
And that shouldn't be that deciding factor.
Yeah, obviously consistency is a major help for any sport, any athlete, whether it's in your own world with diet, exercise, sleep schedule, study habits, but overall coaching consistency is a help. But just because coaches change doesn't mean that everything's going to go in the tank all the time. In Wisconsin, when I was there, we had 3 coaching changes over the whole time I was there, and we had winning seasons every year. It's just kind of the attitude and the culture that's set, and I think we're doing a good job of changing the culture here in terms of working, studying, getting prepared for games, and that's just, like, obviously coaching changes doesn't help, but consistency, so having coaches stay around and stick around the same schematics is going to be a big benefit.
That being said, is this scheme tailor-made for you, or do you think you're at the point where you could succeed no matter what system you run?
I believe in myself. I think I could succeed in any system. right now, I love our scheme. I love how the Mike linebacker plays in our scheme and all the linebackers in general, the aggressiveness of it all and what we're asked to do. So I'm very happy in this scheme, and I think G-Dub does a good job, especially for our linebackers.
Hey, what do you see out of Jordan Howard?
He's a big back. He's shifty. He breaks a lot of tackles. You see a lot of games, whether like the Steelers, the Ravens, the Bengals, where he breaks three or four tackles and gets a 50-yard run when really it should have been tackled at the line of scrimmage because they had guys in gaps and they had guys hitting him. But he was just able to break those tackles and make a play out of it.
You've probably studied each of those division games that the Bears won. It's amazing. The Browns have never beaten those three teams in the same year. The Bears did it this year. What's the key? You see it. Is it just Jordan Howard and feeding him the ball in those three games?
I definitely think stopping the run game is one of the biggest keys. They were able to get a lot of runs, I know, against the other teams in the division. And we take pride in stopping the run game here, and that's like our focus going into the game. Try to make a rookie quarterback beat us consistently, throwing the ball. So we're going to try to stop the run.
What do you see from Trubisky?
I think he has good arm, good accuracy, good movement skills. They run a little zone read with him and stuff like that, or he scrambles and gets some positive yards. So, like any quarterback coming into the league, like there's things with coverage and rotating coverage disguises that he struggles with, or he's just not used to seeing yet at the NFL level. And then he takes off and uses his legs, and it hurts a lot of teams. So, I think he's a good quarterback, and obviously a young guy, but he's growing. So we're gonna have to come ready to play.